Yeah, no, I just want to come back to this idea of this, you know, embedding protection in the technical standards, and just want to say that I think it was last year my office issued a report on human rights and technical standard setting, and the report very clearly sees that the standard setting is a very closed world, and you know, even if civil society wanted to engage, it would be not easy to understand how to engage. And also, it is too much. There are so many discussions ongoing at the technical standard setting level. So that's the processes who decide, you know, how does the software need to be designed to, for example, ensure encryption, yeah, to be safe, to protect people's privacy. That's the easiest example. And the other point there is, and the report made this also quite clear, the people who develop technology are extremely undiverse. Yeah, so there is a really, I think we need a very big push to make sure that also the developers and the standard setters become much more diverse and much more open towards the outside world to ensure that we embed the right things in the right way and that we make the technology usable in a way that it really serves the communities.